Hello and welcome everybody to my new podcast episode. My name is Katie and I'm a coach for your twin flame process and for your personal growth. Today I want to talk about the differences between a partnership with your twin flame and a normal relationship or other relationships. And yeah, if you want to comment, you can write a comment below, or you can write an email to info@twinflamelove.de, or you can have a look at our website. And on the right side in the line above, you can switch the language to English so that you can have a look at our offers. Yes, and I have also an Instagram account. You can also find it in the info box below. So yeah, if you want to stay in contact, don't hesitate to ask. Yeah, and now we start. Yes, in the episodes before this, I talked about the gratitude and why gratitude is so important for your abundance and for your personal growth, for your highest potential you can live because of the gratitude and so on. And this is a very special topic for me because it changed so much, and I think I will talk about it later again. So, as you may notice, the process is very intensive. The twin flame process is a high spiritual process and it is very painful, but we all gone through that and you will go through that if you are in this process. Don't have any doubts about it. You will go through it. And after that, you will have a relationship which is so much more as you can imagine right now, as you ever dreamed of. And this is what happens to me and to my twin flame. We are living in such a great relationship. I couldn't imagine. I really couldn't imagine before. And we are living in a very harmonious relationship. But before this relationship, we get to know each other in 5 years before. And at first, we just work together. And I noticed that I am not in this high frequency of him. I didn't know where it comes from, or I didn't know where it came from, but I noticed that I'm not in the high frequency and I'm not in this vibration like he was to that time. And I have to put myself from this lower vibration to the higher vibration so that he will recognize me. I didn't know where it came from. We were both in relationships, we were both married and so on. So we will talk about our history later. And I didn't know where it came from, but I knew if I want to be recognized by him, I had to switch my frequency or my vibration to a higher vibration, to a higher level. And that's also a reason why I gone through the process and why I looked at my negative thoughts and emotions and so on. Today I'm so grateful and I'm so happy to met this guy, to be with him, to live with my twin flame. And of course it is sometimes challenging because we are always mirroring each other. We are always a mirror. And that's challenging and sometimes a little bit difficult, but it doesn't matter. We are so far in this process, or we've gone through the process so that we can live with each other. We can live in a so happy relationship right now. And we've gone through all the different steps, this push and pull and the runner and the chaser and different roles and so on. So we knew all about it. So what's the difference between this relationship to other relationships? And the first I want to mention is the topic of unconditional love. The question is, What is unconditional love? What means love to you and what means unconditional love to you? So you have to get a definition of it. It's for every person of us another way. So for me, love, many things to do with connectedness, with trust, with respect, with mindfulness, and so on. Because for me, love is to feel that the other person is there, that we have contact with each other. And the main reason is, and that's why I call it unconditional love, I didn't have any expectations about how my twin flame has to be like. And in other relationships, I had so many expectations. First, I wanted the other person to make me happy. Yes, the other person has to make me happy. That's his task. And today, or in this process, I realized how wrong it is, because nobody can make you happy. Nobody has the power to make you happy. Yes, we can look after each other. We can look that you are feeling well, you are doing well, that everything is okay, everything is fine. But nobody has the power to make you happy. That's your own job. It's an inside job. You have to deal with it. You, just and only you, can make you happy. And that's what I realized through this process, and even today. So if you are not happy right now, it is your responsibility to speak with your partner and to speak about it. What doesn't make you happy? What are your wishes? What do you want? How do you feel? And so on. It is your job and not the job of your partner in a relationship that he or she has to know what you are thinking, what you are feeling, because the other person can't do it. We expect so much from each other, and in so many relationships we don't talk about it anymore. We just sit down and wait. Maybe the other person will know it mentally, what I want, will know, or he or she has to see how I feel, and so on. But we don't talk about it, and the other person can't see it and feel it if you don't talk about it. And then we wait that the other person will make me happy, or whatever is your expectation right now. And if the other person is not going to give you what you want and what you need and what your expectation is, you are disappointed. You feel disappointed, and then there's stress and there's disharmony, and maybe you will have an argument, or you think about it, oh, I'm coming home from work and I'm so stressed out, and you had the expectation that your partner is going to do the dishes, and you are coming home and he doesn't do anything, or she maybe. And so you are disappointed and you think, oh, is he or she not knowing that I'm working all the day and how I feel? And there's an expectation, and the other person can't see it. He or she doesn't knew it. So that was very often in my other relationships. I had so many expectations to my partner, or even the expectation of the body of the other person. Yeah, that means then there was Christmas, or and we had a little bit, we ate too much, and then was Christmas, and I had the expectation to the body of my partner that he is going to do some sports so that he can train a little bit and don't get fat or anything like that. And on the other side, I had relationships where the expectation was that I have to go to make some sports and don't get too much and be healthy and fit and something like that. So that is an expectation I heard a lot in other relationships. So we don't want that our partner is going to be fat or something like that, and we want that our partner is healthy and fit and so on. So that's what I heard a lot. And even though in the expectations in the household. So all this stuff is not relevant in a twin flame relationship. You don't have to deal with these topics. And if you just think about that, there's no expectations on the body or on the household or any other expectations you have or you had in your relationship, you will get to know that there's a whole topic which is not a theme in the twin flame relationship. So that's much more free, much more harmony, and so on. And if you have any topic in your household because there's an expectation you had to work a lot and you want to come home and you want things to get done, then just talk about it, and there's no problem. It's not a problem for anyone, really not. Yeah. The second topic, what is for me a really big difference in a twin flame relationship, is the topic of mindfulness in a relationship with your twin flame. And that means that you will never ever have some words or some discussions where you speak words what will hurt the other person and may hurt your twin flame. You will never ever do this because you are in a respectful way and in a mindful way with each other. And in other relationships, I knew it from relationships before, there was a time when I was in a discussion or in an argument and I spoke words which were not good and not fine and which hurt the other person, and I wanted the other person to be hurt because I was hurt. And that's in a relationship with your twin flame no topic, and you will never get the experience of it, never ever. And if you do so, it's not your twin flame. You will always speak in a respectful way, in a harmonious way, and you don't want to harm the other person or hurt the other person with your words, because if you hurt your twin flame, you will hurt yourself. Because the twin flame is you and you are your twin flame, so you will hurt just yourself and not the other person. So as you can see, there are many big topics who doesn't relate to a twin flame relationship. And you will get to know that you want to take care of each other. Yeah, you want to take care of your twin flame. And if he or she is not well, you will you will just take care and do everything he or she is needing in this moment. And in other relationships, maybe you had the experience too that you are taking care for your partner, and if he is sick or ill, or she, maybe you are taking care, but then there's a point where you are just annoyed by your partner and you don't want to take care anymore. So with your twin flame, it is really different and in a real other way, because you take care, it comes from the bottom of your heart. You just want that he or she is really healthy and everything is fine. Yeah. So the third point is, you will get to know that if you need time for yourself, if you withdraw, it's not a big deal. You can do it. It's okay, and there's no discussion about it. Why you have to go in your room, or why you have to meditate so long, or what you are doing the whole time. And in other relationships, I had it before. If I gone through myself and I had to deal with myself, I'm a person who needs time alone. Yeah. So then there was the other person or the other partner, and then there was so questions, why are you doing this, how long will you take, how long do you need, and so on. And that's not what's going on in your twin flame relationship, never ever. You can deal with yourself as long as you want, when you want, with whom you want. If you are not a person who wants to deal with yourself alone, you can do everything you want. You're completely free. There's no discussion about it. Yeah. The other person just want that you live your highest potential and that you live in your light and shine and shine and do whatever makes you happy. And that's a really, really important thing between you and your twin flame. And it could be you have the same hobbies and the same things you do in your free time for most of it because you are the same. But if you want to maybe to be a dancing teacher or be a pilot or something like that, and it is your dream and you want to do it, so then go for it. If it is your twin flame, nobody will ever stand in your way, and he or she will not stand in your way. You can do everything you want to do in this life because you are free. You are absolutely free in this relationship, really. And you can live all your dreams, you can make whatever you want. So nobody has the right to stand in your way because it's your life and you can make yourself happy. It is your job, as I said before, and you can realize your dreams if you want it. And the same is the theme of marriage and loyalty. It doesn't matter in a twin flame relationship. Because the topic of marriage doesn't matter in your twin flame relationship, because nobody is married with you longer in another spiritual way, in other lives before and so on, than you with your twin flame. So the topic of marriage doesn't matter to you because you are married all the time. Yeah. And maybe you are going to marry your twin flame one day. That's what my twin flame and I did a few days before. We are now married, but not because we think that we have to do it, because our society wants it and we have to be like the most persons in the society. No, it's just because we thought, okay, it's just logical to us. We are married all the time, so we can marry now. It doesn't matter, but yeah. And the topic of loyalty is another topic. It doesn't matter, because if my twin flame wants to live with another person and he wants to live with another woman, it's okay. For me, it is 100% okay. And so it is for him. Yeah, it's just the other way around with me. If I choose to live with another man, so okay, fine. Go for it. Yeah, it really doesn't matter. Yeah, but why should we do that? It's another question, but it's not a topic in our relationship. The same with jealousy or something like that. It doesn't matter. So, as you may notice, our relationship, or in a twin flame relationship, it could be that it's very similar to a normal relationship, but the quality is really another. And one point in the relationship of twin flames I have to mention here is the physical attraction. In a 3D relationship, in my experience, is always the same, that the physical attraction is going to be a little bit smaller and sometimes is not there anymore because the other person is not attractive to us. It's another topic. But in a twin flame relationship, it's constantly high. There's no less physical attraction or something like that. It doesn't matter how you look like and so on. It's really not important because that's not the theme. You're just in a physical attraction on another level. You see the soul of your twin flame, and yeah, the physical body doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. Anyway, so we have also some disharmonic discussions or something like that, but we are dealing with it because I can go to myself, I can have a look in my feelings and go through it and my feelings are not the responsibility of my twin flame. That's my responsibility. So if we have a discussion, I go in my room and I can just relax, sit down, feel the feelings. And after that, we can talk about it, yeah, in another level or in another frequency. And it's also what's radiate to the children, yeah. We often think that the children are unhappy or something like that if we are going in a divorce or something like that. But for the children, it is a really big present to be in a twin flame relationship because they can grow. They are in a really loving environment. And that's what with the son of my twin flame happens. He's such a great man, young man, I would say. And he's so loved and he can do whatever it makes him happy and he feels it. And that's a really big point. For the children, it is really, really beautiful. Yeah. So I hope that I can give you a short overview. So I talked about the expectations in the partnerships, about the mindfulness, about your time, if you have to be with yourself and if you have to be alone, it doesn't matter. And about the physical attraction. That are points which will really change in a twin flame relationship and with your twin flame. So if you have the same experience, the same, you can write a comment or you can write an email. I would be very happy to hear from you and to hear your story because it's so interesting all this to hear all the stories and to listen to it. Really, thank you for everything. And have a nice day, have a nice evening. In the next episode, we are going to meditate with each other and I'm very happy about it. So hear you next time and thank you for listening. Bye!